Hello and welcome to podcast number two of the Pause.com Entertainment Podcast. We are your hosts,
Tony
and Lou. Welcome back. Thank you for listening again, and thanks for listening last week. I had a pretty good time. I don't know if you had a good time.
No, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. And thank you to all, probably five of you who listened.
No, we have a lot of subscribers already.
Really?
Yeah, we've got almost 50 subscribers.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're lying, aren't you?
I'm not lying. I'm going by this.
I don't even know 50 people.
I don't either. But somehow somehow you found us, and thank you for that. And if you listen to the podcast and you like it, please review us positively, because that'll help get us stuff that is too wonderful to even imagine. And I say that because I don't know what we get.
It'll give us more exposure on the iTunes website.
Oh, yeah, so. Exposure. We like that, which is why I'm naked right now.
Feel free to go to the pause.com website and send us an email with questions or suggestions and topics or
stuff that you'd like us to talk about, or if you have any burning questions.
Or maybe just even a shout out, and we'll give a shout out back.
Oh, yeah, we like shout outs.
On the next podcast.
I got no reaction to the fact that I said I was naked.
Even when you're naked, you get no reaction.
I do. It's just not usually one that I want, unfortunately. It's, aren't you cold? You should put something on. It's very cold. It's June. We're in Chicago. It's 100 degrees. It's not June, though, right now. It's January. It's January 20th, and
we have a new president.
We do have a new president. Congratulations.
As of like an hour ago.
President Obama. I'm a little disappointed. He's been president for an hour and 20 minutes, and so far the economy still sucks, which is not good.
He sat down right away after his inauguration. Yeah. He should be working.
Yeah, he should be doing something, really. I heard that he's got a fancy new car that's a hybrid, or at least he's going to have one made. I don't know if it is. I don't know how you get all that stuff into place by now. You know what I mean? I would think that's something you'd have to do after you're in office. I mean, how would he have had time to do that? Especially with all the time he spent trying to hold on to his BlackBerry.
Right.
So, you know that's going to come up as a plot line in 24 at some point.
What, the BlackBerry?
Yeah, the BlackBerry. They're going to, ripped from the nation's headlines. Jack Bauer saves the president from his BlackBerry use. Although this season, and we'll talk about this later, it would be from her BlackBerry use, because the president on 24, on the new season of 24, is a woman.
Cherry Jones.
What else has she been in?
You know, actually, you'll like to hear this. The movie Doubt, is based on the stage play where she played the nun that Meryl Streep plays in the movie.
But what else has she been in movie and TV wise? I know I've seen her in a bunch of stuff. You know, she looks very familiar.
I don't know. I thought she was a porn star before.
No, you did not.
Cherry Jones?
You're going by name and not by looking at her, right?
I
hope. So, so please do. If you have any questions about stuff, or if there's anything you want us to talk about, or anything you want us to, any new gadgets or anything like that you want us to play with, we are happy to go to Best Buy and purchase it and then return it after it's been shrink-wrapped with the machine we have over here. I'm just kidding. We don't have one of those. That's not a bad idea, though. It is a terrible idea. Don't do that. I used to work for a company, and the guy who owned the company would do that all the time. He'd
really?
Buy stuff, and then he'd re-shrink-wrap it and take it back to the store and say,
no, I never even opened it.
And then we're going to do something starting this week, which is we are going to reveal to each other live in this pre-recorded podcast our best and worst entertainment moments of the week.
So this is a new segment that we hope will take off, and we will do it weekly. And we have not told the other what our best or worst moments are. So
no,
it's possible they could be the same.
They could be the same. We should do something if it's the same. You know what we should do? We can't do it this week because it's the first time we're doing it. But if for future weeks, if people submit their favorite and least favorite moments of the week, if they happen to match ours, we'll randomly pick one of those people that's the same, and they'll get some kind of fabulous prize.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So that now you have even more incentive to come.
Now, before we continue, I would like to make a vow and a promise. I listened to our first podcast, which I was extremely proud of, but I noticed I used the word amazing like 30 times. So other than the instance I just used it right there, I promise.
Is this your New Year's resolution?
Well, it's this podcast resolution.
Did you also promise? Can you also promise not to talk about wrestling again?
I can't make that promise.
That's too bad. All right, we're gonna start with video games again. Have you played anything new this week or not? Really?
You know what? I'm still Little Big Planet, Sackboy. Let's call him Crackboy because get away from it.
Oh boy!
I've been playing a lot of the user created levels, and it's amazing.
Okay.
Oh my god!
You did it again.
Oh.
Oh, Oh, that's not good.
You know what? We should put a jar on the table, and every time I say amazing, I throw a dollar
in. I'll have to put a dollar in every time I say you know, which okay. hopefully I won't say again after this.
But yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So I love
you're
it.
Still playing. Okay.
So that's
we can't keep talking about that because people are going to stop listening.
I
started playing Tomb Raider Underworld. I was kind of a late bloomer Tomb Raider-wise. I didn't like, and a long time ago, maybe 10 years ago, I was not at all into the idea of playing any kind of either first-person or really even third-person games. I don't know why. I just, it's some stigma that I had against them in my head. And so I didn't play Tomb Raider. I didn't even really know that much about it when it first came out. And it wasn't until Tomb Raider 2 came out that I even looked at the series. And I really loved playing that game. I've always liked games that had a good element of exploration. And obviously that was a huge part of that game. And I thought they did a really nice job with level design. The engine was kind of crappy. You know, they didn't look that great. But I don't know if you remember this, but I did a visual walkthrough for Tomb Raider 2.
I
only got as far as the first 11 levels because much work.
That was the very beginning of Pause.com, wasn't it?
That was one of the first things on Pause.com, yeah. It was the Tomb Raider 2. I called it the Tomb Raider 2 Ultimate Walkthrough. And what I did was I took a screenshot of every step of every level and posted a visual walkthrough
that
so that
OCD
you could see exactly.
Worst.
It was terrible. Well, it was one of those weird things where I had the flu, and so I was at home feeling miserable, and I decided to use my time more wisely, meaning by playing video games. I don't know if that's wisely, but it was a lot more fun than sitting around doing nothing and feeling sorry for myself. But it's still online somewhere. I don't even know the address of it anymore. But yeah, so I've been into it since then. And I don't think I'm as critical of the series as a lot of other people are. I'm happy with them not messing with the formula as long as the levels are well-designed and I get to see new stuff that I haven't seen before.
Right.
And that's really all I want. And I haven't gotten far enough into it yet to know if I like the new stuff or not. I've heard there's a lot more combat in it than there has been in previous versions. So I'm not sure if I'm gonna like that or not like it. But I will say that the engine feels a lot different now. It's much more visceral. Everything's faster. You know, in the old games, there was kind of a slowness to her movements, especially when you turn. I remember always being frustrated with that.
Right.
And now everything's very fast, which I kind of like. That's
yeah,
cool.
It's more fluid. I played the demo,
yeah.
And some of her movements are great as compared in the past. I mean,
yeah. They did a lot of motion capture stuff. Yeah, they did a lot of motion capture stuff. They had somebody actually physically perform all of the different moves that she was going to be doing in the game, and they applied that to her animations. And the other thing that's kind of cool is she still doesn't look fantastic, but she looks more human now, whereas before she looked
blocky.
Like sort of a mutant simian with giant boobs.
Yeah.
And now she actually looks more like a human, which is pretty cool. But
does she still have the giant boobs?
No, they're scaled way down. I mean, they're still big, but they're
well, that accounts for the drop in sales.
I guess so. I guess the audience was a little bit younger than they thought it was.
You
or
know,
at
let
least
me
more
say,
immature.
While we're talking about Tomb Raider, you know, when I bought the PS3 a couple weeks ago, I bought the Drake Uncharted bundle. And Drake Uncharted is an adventure game similar to Tomb Raider. I mean, there have been a lot of comparisons to the two. And I played about a fourth of it, and it's great so far.
Yeah.
And there's a new one coming out this year. So if anyone out there likes Tomb Raider.
Well, when did the first one come out? When did that one come out?
Within the past year.
Oh, okay. Did you, do you remember when they did an Indiana Jones game that was supposed to be like Tomb Raider? I think it was
yeah,
it
you
was
know what?
A long
there was
time
one
ago.
On the original Xbox that actually I really liked.
No, it wasn't the one I played. This was a long time ago. I played on the PC. It was probably 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No, it was after Indiana Jones and the Lost City of Atlantis or something. I don't remember what it was, but it was so terrible. I couldn't even play it. I started playing it. I got a few minutes into it, and the controls were so terrible that I couldn't even deal with it. But I got nervous when I started playing this Tomb Raider Underworld. As I was going through the manual, it's like, you know, the basic controls, they're all exactly the same as the previous games. And then you go to the next page, it's like advanced controls, and I start to get a little nervous. And then you go to the next page, and it's like,
vehicle controls,
yeah, vehicle
and combat controls,
and yeah, hang glider controls, and I'm making that up, but there's a lot of stuff. I'm just going to pretend that doesn't exist until I need it.
Right.
I think that's probably the safest thing to do. It's cool, though. It looks nice. I have the same trouble with it that I have with everything, though, and that's my color blindness. It took me probably 15 minutes to figure out where I was supposed to go at the very beginning of the game
right.
because I couldn't see. You start out on a boat in the middle of the water, and you have to dive down underwater and find these entrances to these, I don't know, some underwater caverns. And I couldn't find the entrances because everything was murky underwater, and, you know, being colorblind, that doesn't really help. People are always, always gunning for us, colorblind folk. I have this puzzle game called Cubist 2.
They should put you all on an island.
Yeah. We're not a lepers,
black
for
and
God's
white
sake.
Island.
Yes. Because that's what it means to be colorblind. We only see in black and white. Yeah, I in college one time I told some girl I was colorblind. She's like, really? How many fingers am I holding up? Like, I'm colorblind, I'm not stupid. But she didn't get it. I think she may have been dumb. And I was playing Sacred 2 some more, and I finally found one of the characters that I did.
Yeah.
He was obviously an NPC, and he, what sucked about it is I wanted Amy, that's my wife, Mrs. Zuccaro, I wanted her to hear it, and once you talk to them, it's hard to get them to talk again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that part of the conversation's gone. Well, it turned out this guy, too, after I talked to him, he decided he wanted to kill me, so I had to kill him, so he never got to say anything else, which was kind of a drag. But that's one. One out of 10. That's not bad so far. Only took me 2 weeks to find him. So that's all, though. I have nothing else in games. I still haven't started Left 4 Dead, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's all I have as well this week. Sorry.
Have you heard anything about...
It's episode 2, and I've hit a slump.
Gaming-wise. Have you heard anything about episode 3 of Half-Life 2?
Not recently. I mean, it's all been speculation, but...
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
And let's hope it's
can't
you know,
come
worth
soon
the wait.
Enough. I can't imagine that it won't be. Those games are so amazing. Okay, you want to take a little break, and then we'll come back, and we will talk about TV. And there's actually a lot of stuff to talk about on TV, so we will be back after this, once again, beautiful musical interlude.
Enjoy.
Guess what?
We're back.
We are back. And we're going to talk about TV. Last week, of course, the premiere of American Idol season... 9?
I don't even know.
Or season...
I want to say 7.
8. I can't remember. I can't remember which season it is. Whatever. It's 2009 American Idol. And there's a new judge, Cara DioGuardi. What did you think of her?
I didn't. I mean, I guess I liked... She got a little sassy with some of the contestants. Yeah, some of the auditioners.
Yeah.
And
you like that?
I did.
But what do you think of her? In general. See, I didn't know how I was going to like it because we've been so used to the three of them interacting, and I thought it was just going to throw a monkey in the wrench and make it all just weird.
Well, she didn't stand out so much that it messed with the chemistry, so it didn't bother me.
No. And
why, did you not like her?
No, I love her. I think she's great.
Yeah.
I like her sassiness. I like the fact that she can sing. I didn't know she was a singer, too. I thought she was just a songwriter and a producer. And so I like the fact that she can sing. It was so cool when she showed up Bikini Girl.
Right.
We'll talk about a little bit more by singing that song way better than she did, than the girl did. And I'm glad that you were wrong and her and Paula were not catty with each other because I think that would have been really annoying. That's why we watch.
I think we'll wait for the live shows for that.
Do you think it's why do you think they're going to get at it?
It's just two women. I mean, not that all women are going to, you know, can't fight, but, you know. Paula's, like I said before, Paula's a little crazy. And from what we see, this new one, is it Kara? Is it Kara?
It's Kara.
Kara. From what we see from Kara, she's a little outspoken, so we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I like her. She also gets this look in her eye like she wants to devour the contestants when they do a really good job and she's really into them creatively.
Right.
I think that's very cool. She kind of, she has a little sexiness to her. I kind of dig.
Yeah.
She's engaged, though. So all of you
really,
people.
Really? You've already run a check
no,
on her?
I'm not stalking her. Why? Do you want her address? Because I've got it. No, I don't. No, I read some article about, it was an interview with her. She was talking about how people all of a sudden want to know all this stuff about her just from the fact that she's on the show now.
Right.
And she was talking about how her fiance proposed to her on vacation in Mexico. And it was like a ridiculous proposition to the way that he did it. I'm sure you can find it if you Google it, if you care. But no, I like her. I think she's good. I think she's a good addition. I don't know if they did it just to mix things up or because Paula's so crazy and unreliable that they're going to ditch her ass next year or something.
Yeah.
But whatever the reason is, I thought she fit pretty well. Although it does seem like it's going to end up where she and Paula are almost always going to say the same thing. Don't you think? Didn't they vote the same on every contestant that we saw?
Yeah, you know what? You're right. They almost kind of lumped them together as like one judge. Like Simon would vote, Randy would vote, and then it was the ladies' vote.
And I can't figure out, is it if they get two votes, they get to go through?
From what I understand, if they get two votes, and then if it's two against two, Simon decides.
Why Simon?
I don't know. Maybe because he's the producer. I don't know.
Oh. Is he a producer?
Hmm?
Oh, I don't think I knew that. I know he works for the company that produces it, or the company that releases the recordings.
Right.
Wow. He's got a lot of power, that guy.
Yeah.
Did you see the photos online of him and Ryan Seacrest jet skiing together?
No.
And the other
No, but I do like how this year they're trying to make Ryan so much more heterosexual. Did you
By
notice
having
that?
Bikini girl kiss him on the,
and,
the mouth.
Yeah, and like they just keep showing girls who like, you know, profess their love.
Why
for
do you think
Ryan.
He's not?
No, come on.
You don't think he is?
I don't think he's, I think he's gay.
You do?
I'm going to out him right here.
No, I'm serious. I mean, he seems very metrosexual, but every time I see a picture of him online or something, it's him and some other girl.
Yeah.
You're not buying it.
I'm
huh?
not buying it.
You got any inside scoop?
No. No.
Oh, that's
I'm
too bad.
I'm going strictly on my
on your
intuition.
Gut.
Yeah.
We mentioned Bikini Girl. There was another Bikini Girl who did not audition in a bikini, but she's done some work in a bikini. That girl, Casey Carlson, who was the real cute little brunette who said that she and her friends go to hospitals and sing for people. She posed for some website. You can go to, if you go to pause.com, there's a little blurb about it and a funny picture of her. And she, you know, posed for this bikini calendar, and I guess the proceeds from the sale of the calendar go to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation for fighting breast cancer. But don't you think it's kind of funny that you're sitting there showing off your boobs in a bikini calendar and the money goes to breast cancer research? I can't tell if it's like, well, I better do this now because so many women are affected by breast cancer that I don't know what's going to happen later. Or if it's like, haha, look what I have that you got to worry about.
I'm not even touching that.
I just think it's very weird. I just think you could think of something else.
I think
else
it's
to
weird
do.
That you're running checks on all these girls that dig up dirt from their past.
No, you know what I was trying to find is one of those websites that has the scoop on, you know, who makes it through to Hollywood and who doesn't.
Oh, right.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And I just found some of the stuff looking through there. Right. I didn't find as much stuff this year as I did last year. They must have tightened the lid on the whole thing. But they're having a ton of people go through this year, right?
Yeah, so far.
And isn't the first group going to be like 50 people instead of 24?
Oh, I don't know.
I think I read something about that. They were going to have more people. I just hope they do more Hollywood Week stuff. That stuff is always so much fun.
Yeah. And not like 4 weeks of these auditions.
Well, they're going to do one night for every city, though. So if they did 8 cities, it's going to be 4 weeks.
I do remember hearing within the past year that one of the cities they had it in was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, and they expected this huge turnout, and it was like
and nobody showed up.
It was like 100 people.
Really?
Yeah. So I wonder if they just scrapped that all together.
No, I think that might be this week.
Oh, really?
Either tonight or tomorrow night, because they showed something about that last week.
They're going to CGI. They're going to put in
they're gonna
crowds.
Put in a crowd. Do you think they'll screw up? The CGI people will screw up and it'll be like people singing and then in the background a huge crowd of stormtroopers.
or Lego troopers, people.
Or Lego minifigures. They just had to fill it with something. I thought it was pretty good. I didn't really think there was anything that was so funny, though, in terms of the bad auditions. There was nothing that was so funny that I could even remember it.
No.
Although they did show clips of some of the people who are coming back from last year and previous seasons. I don't know if you noticed some of those freaks. Do you remember the tall, skinny girl with the curly blonde hair last year? I think she was from New York City, and she sang like Janis Joplin. She seemed like she was on major drugs.
No.
She was there with her mom. I think she's back, which is terrifying to think about.
That's just stunt. I mean, they put that stuff in for.
Yeah. That's another thing I would love to know what the process is, because if 20,000 people show up for the auditions in a city, you know they're not going, all 20,000 of them are going in front of the judges.
No.
So how do they
There's
get...
There's pre-screening. Actually, I know this from someone who...
tried out?
Yeah. And
who do you know that tried out?
Someone I met.
Oh, not someone.
No, someone I met at the bar.
Oh, okay.
I'm a bartender, by the way, so I'm not just sitting at the bar interviewing.
Ask a stranger. So you ever tried out for American Idol? Really?
No, but I'll this girl said she had tried out, and there's pre-screening. So, like, they talk to you first, then they listen to you sing, and, like, it's very few, actually, who get through to meet the judges. So that's why so many of these people dress in these outlandish costumes, because they
right,
think it's their chance
noticed.
To get in.
Yeah.
Hence the girl with the bikini.
Who, by the way, I did not find particularly attractive. I don't know why they let her through. Obviously, yeah, they let her through. She was wearing a bikini, but she. Do you think she has any idea that she's as bad as she is? After seeing the show now?
No.
I mean, I'm sure she got cut from Hollywood. The girl can't sing. But I always wonder if people see that stuff and then realize. I hate to admit it, but we've been watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. I mean, these girls have to be completely embarrassed when they see themselves on TV acting the way that they act and saying the things that they say. I've heard stories that they get them drunk and, you know, try to push them into scenarios that are problematic. And I'm positive most of that show has got to be scripted. I mean, even in terms of what the guy is saying.
Right.
Because, first of all, I don't know anybody who talks like that. I don't know anybody who's actually stupid enough other than a TV writer to say week after week, oh, you know, this is going to be my toughest decision yet. Well, of course it is. There's fewer people. Of course it's going to be tougher. I mean, it's every show, every single show. Right. You know, I really think this is going to be my toughest decision yet. Really? Okay, Brainiac. I don't know. I don't even know why we watch that. It's kind of funny, though. The girl, like one of the girls that got kicked off this week was from Chicago, and she was a total biatch. It was just embarrassing. Giving our city a bad name. I don't like it. We should make her move to Wisconsin.
We do have the new president, though.
That's
so
true.
That balances it out.
Yeah. I hope that the new president balances out a contestant on The Bachelor. I really hope so.
I didn't want to spend a lot of time in reality, but I do have to talk about something that...
Are you going to talk about True Beauty?
Oh, my God. So we had started talking about it last week, making
and
jokes.
It really is. I'd like to
And so
say
I watched
again,
an episode.
I'd like to just state for the record again, it's a terrible, awful show.
The
format of it is not
strangely
good.
Compelling.
It is.
it really is. Because they set up the, you know, the whole premise of the show is it's a beauty contest, but it's about inner beauty. But these
contestants
don't know that.
Right.
So they set up these scenarios where, like, you know, they give them money. Like you said, they send them to Melrose, send them to go shopping for clothes, but they put like a little old lady asking for change on the corner and
the
then
children.
They record how many people, you know, give. But the funniest was at the very end, they have two people that are up for elimination. And just as they're walking into the studio door, did you see this?
No, we started watching that episode and then we couldn't stand it anymore.
Just as they're walking into the studio door, I mean, separately.
Right.
A bike messenger, I mean, this is staged.
Oh, crashes or something?
Crashes right in front of them. And it's to see whether they help or not.
Yeah.
And of course, one of them helps and the other doesn't. And the one who doesn't, you know.
Okay, so who were
eliminated.
The two people who were up for elimination?
Oh, I don't know their names.
Well, just describe them.
African-American and guy. And then
oh, the
a
guy,
blonde ditzy
the guy
girl.
Who pretended that he was collecting clothes for charity.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Isn't that a felony?
Right.
I think you can go to jail for that.
And the girl who was eliminated was the girl who took that guy's AIDS bracelet off his arm. Remember?
The brunette?
When they were collecting for charity, when they were both...
Laura Lee?
You know,
Laura Lee, the brunette?
No, blonde.
Oh.
Blonde. Kind of ditzy.
Oh, the one who has $40,000 worth of clothes with her?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Oh, so the one who was with the black guy.
Right.
Okay. But not the blonde who was also with them who was opposed to the whole
right,
idea.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You know, she's not a nice person, but she seems like she's less of not a nice person than some of those other people.
They're all idiots.
But doesn't it seem like that one guy, I can't remember his name now, the blonde guy with the spiky hair is always making smoothies. Doesn't it seem like he's going to win? If you just had to guess right now.
No, you know what? I don't want to give it that much thought. It is bad. It is bad. But like I said, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep watching it.
But don't you think the format of the show is terrible? How it's so stagey?
Oh, yeah.
The three hosts, you know, sitting in that room going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did that. You know, it's just ridiculous.
That's why Cheryl Teague's never had an acting career.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's all evident right there.
I guess not. Was she involved with Billy Joel?
That's Christy. You keep confusing them. That's Christy Brinkley.
See, I thought maybe he was cursed because, you know, his current wife, Katie Lee Joel, remember she was the host of
Top Chef.
I almost said Top Gear. Different show. Top Chef the first season, and she was terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible host. Have you been watching Top Chef still?
Yeah.
Did you like Hosea's I Love Padma t-shirt?
Yeah. And then right after they showed him wearing it, on the bottom they put, you can buy that shirt at the Bravo store.
Oh, really?
Did you see that?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that. I also like, you know, he has a lot of good t-shirts. He also has a t-shirt that says bacon is a vegetable, which I think is great.
That's
I like
your
him.
Pick to win, isn't it?
Hosea?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. because he's likable and he seems like he's a pretty good chef, although he screwed up this past week. I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, I remember who went home. Ariane.
Yeah.
For messing up meat that she had done so perfectly previously.
Right.
Oh, well. So also this past week.
Enough reality.
Yeah. 24 premiered again. Oh, did I talk about that? I already talked about that, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Oh, never mind. Moving on. Battlestar Galactica premiered. I am so glad that you finally got Battlestar Galactica on DVD, and I cannot wait for you to start watching it so we can talk about it. That show
but
is...
But how many seasons... What season are we on now?
Well, the last one. This is it. They announced...
Five?
I don't know, because they had... They did the miniseries, uh-huh. And then there was the first official season, and then they did a short season that they called season 2.5 or something like that.
Okay.
And then there was the last season, and so I guess it's the fourth season. But... An absolutely amazing season premiere.
Now, will you have to put a dollar in the jar?
No, because I don't overuse that word okay. like you do. But if anybody watches Battlestar Galactica, you know exactly why I'm saying this. It's, I don't know if you know this, but Time Magazine has said a couple times that it's the best show on television. And it really is. It's unbelievable. It's nothing like the one from the 70s and 80s. I don't remember when it came out, if it was 70s or 80s. Absolutely nothing like that show, except for the overall premise and the names of the characters and everything.
Right.
But it's a really, really excellent show. I can't wait for you to start watching it. I think you're really going to love it. And then Chuck is coming back, as I mentioned, on February 2nd. I heard that NBC is not sure if they're going to renew it for a third season, which upsets me. So I'm gonna start a Save Chuck campaign, and we'll let you know about that next week. Hopefully it'll be ready to go. Medium's coming back, which I'm happy about. I think that's good. You don't watch that, right? You don't like her?
No.
Is that why you don't watch
it? No, I don't dislike her.
You just don't care.
You're right.
The Dollhouse, are you looking forward to that?
No, I don't even know what that is.
That's the new Joss Whedon show about these people who they're kind of like secret agents, but I think they work for private, like a private company and not the government or something like that. But basically, they have their memories completely wiped, and then they're imprinted with a new identity, and they're assigned a certain task, whether it's to be somebody's lover or to be a spy or to do this or whatever, and they don't know that they're this agent. The only thing they know is whatever identity
they're
imprinted
with. That sounds strangely familiar to that Christian Slater show that was just canceled.
Yeah. That was a little different. That was actually a pretty good show. I'm surprised that got canceled. And it was so funny. We watched the last episode the other day. They must have went in and shot a new ending for that episode because
it wrapped it up?
Yeah. Well, it didn't really wrap it up, but it totally didn't fit with the rest of the episode, and all of a sudden it was just over. Yeah. It was so weird. I'm disappointed that got canceled. That was cool.
Did he die?
No, he didn't die. But he was in a room, and the lights all went out, which, if you're in
make
an underground
own,
base,
make your own judgments.
That can be pretty scary. So he has that to deal with now. I hope Super Spy can get out of that one. And then Warehouse 13, we saw a commercial for, which is a sci-fi show that's coming on, I think, Sci-Fi Network. And the premise is, if it's paranormal, it's in this room. So it's kind of like a whole show.
And that was enough for you to write that on the list of stuff coming soon.
Well, it's, sci-fi. Always hankering for more sci-fi shows. Can never be enough sci-fi. Same with movies. Never enough sci-fi movies. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, so it's like a whole show based on the warehouse where the Lost Ark of the Covenant was stored, basically.
Really?
Well, no, not that, but how at the end of Raiders, how they put it in that big warehouse. Right. It's basically that's what the show is going to be about.
Right.
I don't know how they're going to swing that.
The government
does one of them like a janitor's trips over a box and something falls out, and then they decide to make a show based on that.
I don't know.
Or do they
I'm
just
slightly intrigued though?
See, most of the sci-fi original series though, not fabulous.
Yeah. I know it's on the soup all the time.
I hate to say it, but they really... I mean, Battlestar Galactica is an exception. I don't even know if you can count Stargate SG-1 because it started
on Showtime, right?
Yeah, it started on another channel. Although Atlantis was an original, a sci-fi original, and that was a good show. And now they're doing another one. What's really funny is in one episode of SG-1, they almost did a parody of themselves. It was about this guy who was an alien who was on Earth, and he realizes he's an alien, And since he has no way of getting off Earth, he decides to make a TV show about a bunch of people who discover a portal to other worlds. So basically, he makes a TV show about the Stargate program. Right. So it's a TV show about the Stargate within a TV show about the Stargate. And on that...
That sounds like a Family Guy episode.
Well, maybe. If you're lucky, one day they'll do that. But no, so he, so his show was ridiculous, though, in that it was called Wormhole Extreme, and all the cast members were really young and really good-looking, and they were always making out in the hallway.
This was on Stargate?
Yeah, it was really funny. It was a really funny episode. But what's funny is that they've canceled Atlantis now, and they're going to do a new Stargate series, and apparently it's going to be all these young, really nice-looking people, and then one person from one of the original series. Go. So, life imitating art yet again. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about movies. Do you want to tell people to enjoy the musical interlude?
Enjoy the musical interlude.
Okay, we'll be right back.
I think by now it's just instinctual.
Yeah, I think they're enjoying it even when it's not playing. Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, it is time for us to talk about movies. Did you see anything this week?
No.
You're so lame.
It's my episode 2 slump.
The sophomore.
Right, the sophomore slump.
The sophomore
like
slump,
that.
There you go. Well, fortunately, this is the only second episode we're ever going to have, so
right.
Hopefully you'll be back on game next week. We saw Valkyrie on Sunday. My mom was good enough to babysit the little boy for us. And so we got to go see our fourth movie since he was born. We initially were thinking that we were going to see one of the Oscar, you know, contenders. Uh-huh. So we were going to go see Paul Blart, Mall Cop. But that didn't work out.
Yeah.
I think it was all sold out. Yeah. Sold out. A bunch of blue hairs. You know what I'm saying? All the old people get in line to watch their Oscar contenders. No, we didn't really want to see an Oscar movie. I don't know why, but most of the movies that are up, I think, that are going to be up are just
depressing.
Yeah, they're all depressing. That's the problem I always have with, or mostly have with Oscar movies. I don't need to see that.
That's what wins awards.
If I want to see depressing, I'll go back and watch True Beauty or The Bachelor again. Right. That's depressing because those people are real. You know what I mean? They really exist, unfortunately. But
so Valkyrie, what'd you
Valkyrie,
think?
Valkyrie, I enjoyed it. I thought it was, you know, it's a true story, and it's a pretty cool story.
Okay, let's just get to, like, the main point right away.
What?
What about the fact that he's not speaking German? Does he even have a German accent?
No, and it's funny that you brought that up because I could swear that that movie was originally supposed to come out like a year ago and that they had shot the whole thing with him having a German accent and that it was so bad that they had to redo it. But I could have just completely made up that story just now. I thought I heard something about that. I thought that movie, because haven't they been advertising and promoting that movie for 2.5 years?
It's been a while, yeah.
Because when did he have his...
I would find it so distracting that he has an American accent.
They tried to do it the same way they did it in Hunt for Red October, but Hunt for Red October did it very gracefully. Do you remember how they did that? At the beginning of that movie, Sean Connery was in his quarters on the sub, and the KGB agent was there, and they're both speaking Russian, and the KGB agent finds a diary, and he's reading a passage from the diary, and as he's reading it, they zoom into his mouth, and the last word of the passage is Armageddon. And so since that's a word that we know, as they start zooming out again, now he's speaking in English. And it was really cool. I'd never seen anyone do anything like that before in a movie. It worked really, really well. And then all the Russians were speaking English, sometimes with a Russian accent, sometimes with a Scottish accent. But still, it was a really cool way to handle that. And they did the exact same thing in this movie.
Did they?
But it was totally cheesy. It was him writing a diary entry, and he's speaking in German. And then as he gets a few paragraphs down, all of a sudden they just fade up him speaking in English underneath him speaking.
Well, then
in,
they totally stole that from that.
That's what I mean. They completely stole that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even done as well. You know, it didn't play out as well as it did in Hunt for Red October.
Okay, now what about the fact that you know how the movie ends?
Well, you know how Apollo 13 ends. It's still a good movie.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a suspense movie. How suspenseful is it if you know that he's not going to get away with it?
Well, I have to say the whole journey of how things played out was pretty suspenseful. It was very, I think it was very suspenseful, considering that you know that it doesn't end well.
Right.
And some of the other facts at the end that they, because of course they put the little text on screen so that you know what happened to everybody. And some of the little facts that they put up on screen were kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
Like this, I'm not spoiling any huge surprise here, but this was the last of 15 attempts by Germans to assassinate Hitler.
Wow.
And during the war. And he died 9 months later. I guess he killed himself, is the popular theory. Although, you know, there are those who believe he's still alive,
right?
Working at the Wendy's in Kalamazoo with Elvis.
With Elvis.
Right. And both of them, I believe, keep correspondence with Paul McCartney in Canada.
What?
Because
he's alive.
No, don't you remember that
whole thing? Actually, he was on The View last week. Did you see him on The View last week?
Why would I watch The View? what would possess you to think that I would watch The View?
Four women sharing different views. But Paul McCartney was on The View last week.
One of whom thinks the Earth is flat.
He's an alien at this point.
Looks-wise?
No, just very... Everything comes out of his mouth is a little out there. And
oh,
like,
really?
His hair was dyed, like poorly dyed.
What color?
Like brown.
Oh. I don't know. You have to sort of question a guy who marries two women with missing legs. Didn't two of his wives have missing legs?
No, just the one.
Really? I could swear that other one had a peg leg. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, okay. Did two of his wives share some kind of ailment or malady?
They were blondes.
Well, that's got to count for something.
Back to the movie.
I could swear two of his wives had a peg leg. Man, I got to stop reading The Inquirer. No, but don't you remember when people used to talk about how Paul was really dead and that they found some guy to replace him in Canada who looked and sounded exactly like him?
Right.
And that if you listen to part of the Beatles' White Album backwards, it says, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. We used to play that backwards at the radio station in our dorm at college. And we heard some pretty creepy stuff on it. Oh, that was when I was playing forwards. Never mind. That was a weird album. I don't like that album. Some creepy music on there. So back to the movies. I thought it was good. You know, Tom Cruise, I could take him or leave him. I was surprised, though, his character. And this is the thing that I don't like about these kind of movies. And I'll bring up another example of this in a minute. But you never know how much of it really happened and how much they're just making up to make it more dramatic.
Right.
That's what I don't like about those kind of movies. The worst offender of that, though, as far as I'm concerned, Perfect Storm. That was supposedly a true story. Although since there was no contact with anyone on the boat, pretty much everything after they leave port made up.
Right.
And that was 9/10 of the movie.
Right.
So I don't get that at all. I don't get how you can even make a movie out of that.
I think if they were really trying to make this historically accurate, they would have spoke German.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Or maybe even spoke in German.
Well, thank you, Mrs. McGillicuddy.
It's my pleasure. So you want to talk about the Oscars?
Well, you know what? I wanted to talk about the Oscars.
But?
Because the nominations were supposed to be this morning, but obviously with the inauguration, it's been moved to Thursday.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll talk about it on
next week.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, they're the obvious. There's, Mickey Rourke, Sean Penn,
right.
Meryl Streep.
Who do you think should win? Is there anything fun up for anything this year?
Well, we don't know yet. That's why we should wait.
Do you think Heath Ledger is going to be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's the shoe-in.
You think he'll win?
Yeah.
Just because he's dead? You think he would?
I'd like to think it's based on the performance alone because, I mean.
But you've seen a bunch of the movies that are probably going to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
How do you compare his performance?
I haven't seen anything that's stood out more than that.
Really?
As far as supporting actor, no.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a really good movie. I know a lot of people who didn't like it, even people who liked the first one.
Really?
Yeah. I really liked it.
They're haters. That's why.
They are haters. And they're probably criminals in Gotham City. So they're afraid of the Dark Knight, I would guess. But no, some of the things that I've heard people say that they didn't like about it was that it was kind of all over the place. But I think that sort of went with the story. I mean, wasn't the whole thing about the chaos that he wanted to create and that he did create? So I don't really see that as a bad thing personally. Okay, and then we can also talk about some stuff that is coming out soon. We had a little technical glitch. Sorry. You probably didn't notice, but we're fixing it now. So this week, we've got Underworld, Rise of the Lycans, which does not star...
Beckinsale. It's Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale. I thought her name was Kate Beckinsdale.
Yeah.
I like her, though. In fact, I didn't like her until we saw the first Underworld. That was the first movie that I actually liked her in. And I also liked her in that terrible movie with Hugh Jackman. What was that?
Hugh Jackman, Grant Laurie.
No. What was that? What was that movie with Hugh Jackman? The one where he played the monster hunter.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing. Yeah, I liked her in that too. Yeah. She was good in that.
I liked that.
It was fun. You know, yeah. It was a throwaway movie, but it's fun. But yeah, so Underworld: Rise of the Lycans, that's coming out on Friday, also starring Bill Nighy, who was also in Valkyrie. Although he will not be singing, I assume, in Underworld: Rise of the Lycans, unless there's a really good song that they can make that's a parody of some song, but instead of talking about the original subject of love, he could talk about werewolves.
There you go.
So if you really love werewolves, come on and let it howl. Maybe something like that. No?
Oh, I don't even know what to say.
Do I have to edit that out?
No, you're leaving it in.
And Michael Sheen, who you informed me is not related to.
No relation.
Charlie Sheen or Martin Sheen. So there's that. And then there's a movie coming out called Inkheart. All right, here's what I think is weird about that. Does this feel like deja vu to you?
Yeah, a little.
We just had this whole conversation.
I'm dying to know. What is it?
That's not fair. Here's what I think is weird. That movie Bedtime Stories just came out with Adam Sandler, where he's a guy who tells stories to kids and the stories come true. And this movie is about a guy who can bring characters to life just by reading about them aloud. It's exactly the same story. Yeah. Although I have to say,
Only one has the annoying Adam Sandler and the other has the annoying Brendan Fraser.
You don't like Adam Sandler either?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what caused that?
He's just a little sophomoric for me.
You didn't like Big Daddy?
Although I love Will Ferrell. So.
You didn't like Big Daddy?
Big Daddy was okay. Anything else? And I really don't like him when he tries to do something serious. I caught like 20 minutes of that Love Rain
Punch
Over
Drunk
Me.
Punch Drunk Love?
Or was it Love Rain Over Me?
I thought it was Punch Drug.
No, that's a different one.
Oh.
The one with Don Cheadle.
I didn't hear about that
painful.
Hey, if you could put Don Cheadle in your movie, put Don Cheadle in your movie. You know that's from?
No.
I think it was whoever's producing Iron Man 2. Because, you know, Terrence Howard got booted and Don Cheadle's in. And supposedly the reason is because if you can put Don Cheadle in your movie, you should.
Yeah.
So if I ever make a movie, I guess I'll put Don Cheadle in it. Yeah, I like Adam Sandler. I don't like a lot of his sophomoric movies either, but I really loved Big Daddy. I think that's a great movie. And The Waterboy I thought was really funny. I liked that. You didn't think that was funny?
Classic.
You didn't think that was funny?
No.
Oh, I think that movie's hilarious. It's not a great film, but it's funny. I don't like most of the other ones. I never even saw...
You know what? I'll say The Wedding Singer wasn't bad.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah.
What about 50 First Dates?
No.
You know,
I didn't see it.
Oh, that was good. That was a very cute movie.
I had written him off at that point.
Oh. No, that was a cute movie. You should see that. Plus, that movie featured the version of Over the Rainbow.
That Jason Castro sang. It
all comes full circle. Oh, we didn't talk about that. What do you think of the fact that his brother's trying out?
On American Idol?
And his brother said that he's the girly one. That Jason was the girly one.
You know,
Jason
I can say, I think I liked his brother's voice better than his.
Really?
I don't know if I liked his, you know, nonchalant attitude. Like, yeah, I just thought, you know, this morning I'd start singing.
Did he say he started singing 3 weeks ago?
Right.
I'm sorry. We're going back to American Idol. But yeah, that was weird. I can't believe that that's true. Because he had a pretty good voice. I really liked Jason Castro, though.
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that they're both completely stoned out of their gourds.
Right.
Or just naturally spacey. Anyway, back to movies. Okay, so Tony will not be seeing Inkheart. And then the other movie that's coming out this week is called Killshot with Diane Lane. Do you like Diane Lane?
I do like Diane Lane.
Mickey Rourke and Johnny Knoxville, who I cannot stand, so I will probably not see that. Plot synopsis for that one. A woman, Diane Lane. Did you know she was a woman? And her husband flee a pair of assassins after witnessing an extortion scheme.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound good. I've never heard of a plot like that before. Unless it involved the Amish. And then it's old hat. And then the last movie that's coming out is called Outlander with Jim Caviezel, although he's credited here as James Caviezel.
Very serious.
He's very serious. And Sophia Miles, who I don't know, and Jack Houston, who I don't know. And here's the plot synopsis for that one. An alien, James Caviezel, lands on Earth with the Vikings. and uses their weapons to hunt his enemy. So it's kind of like high-tech meets low-tech, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you do.
And you're going to go see this.
I am going to go see that because there's never enough sci-fi out in the movies.
Or Vikings.
We saw a Viking movie a few months back. We rented it on video. I don't even remember what it was called. And it was pretty terrible. We also saw... What? Did I have
That's
to
a very interesting story, Lou.
Did I have to... I thought you were going to say that I didn't need to mention that it was terrible because you could have guessed. If I could remember the name of the movie, I'd tell you so that you could stay away. Did you ever see 10,000 BC?
No, I was warned to stay away.
Yeah, it was not
But I have
good.
To say, the preview looked great.
It did look great, and that's why we saw it. And it was actually better than I thought it was going to be because I heard the same thing, that it was terrible, but it was not a great movie. It was too, I don't know. There was just something missing from it. Well, there's no character development, really.
Right.
You know?
So at that point, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty intense, though. I will say that. It was pretty intense. And there were some really cool moments, actually, at the beginning of the movie that I really liked, where they showed the tribe people interacting with each other. And what was nice about it was that they did it in a way that made them seem very familiar, even though they're obviously in a civilization at a time that we have no connection to whatsoever.
Right.
They made them seem very familiar, and then you were attached to them. So you did care what happened to them in that sense, but it kind of got convoluted towards the end. There was a lot of stuff with some weird sacrifice that was taking place, and you didn't really know who the bad guys... I mean, you knew who the bad guys were, but historically, I don't know who they were.
Right.
I don't think it matters. And they made the whole story up anyway. I don't think it was like Apocalypto where it was... I don't even know if that was based on anything real. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
I really sound like I have not seen anything ever.
Yeah. We're going to have to talk about your contribution to this episode after we're done.
We're going to have our first staff meeting.
We are going to have our first staff meeting. And, okay, so I think we're done with movies. Okay. I think we can move on. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to talk about a few other fun things. And then we'll do our first best and worst entertainment moments of the week.
Excellent.
Peace. All right, we'll see you in a minute. Hello.
We're back.
We are back. And I want to talk a little bit about the Palm Prix. Why are you smiling like that?
Because the more I hear about the Palm Prix, the more like I'm just thinking how much money it's going to cost me to cancel my iPhone. I mean, cancel my AT&T.
Did you look into it more?
No, just from the little you've told me.
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I know. Smaller than the iPhone, but still has a 3.1-inch multi-touch screen, which supposedly looks gorgeous. Now, keep in mind, at CES, people were not only able to see it. Did you just sneeze?
I tried to be inconspicuous about it.
Yeah, but I'm sitting right here. So people actually got to see the thing working and a lot of the press got to play with it. So they know it's not just vaporware. So it's smaller than the iPhone, but it has slightly bigger than 3-inch touchscreen. It has a slide-out QWERTY keyboard, and it's an arc slider. So when the keyboard is out, even if you're talking on the phone, supposedly it's more comfortable than something that's just flat against your face, which is cool. It's got a 3-megapixel camera. I don't know if it has a flash or if it does video, but I'm assuming that it would at least do video even if it doesn't have a flash.
Right.
It uses a new operating system that Palm developed just for this and future mobile phones and PDAs and stuff like that called WebOS. And I guess a lot of it's based on using existing web standards to run applications. So people can develop applications using existing web scripting languages and things like that, and they'll run on there because that's what it's designed to do, which is really cool. And it's using a pretty new processor, and they were saying, Palm was saying that even now, without it being completely optimized and ready for release, it's already running comparatively 400% faster than the iPhone, which is pretty amazing.
That is.
It doesn't have a memory slot, so that kind of sucks, but it does come with 8 gigabytes of memory, which is pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
And
there's no option there for like 8 or 16?
Not that they mention now. I mean, I assume that they'll do something like that in the future, but I think this is also going to be an expensive piece of equipment.
Right.
So they probably didn't want to get too crazy right off the bat as far as that goes. But so yeah, it'll be an 8 gigabyte device. And I guess it does a lot of stuff with converged messaging. Like it brings all of your email and then Facebook messaging and Gmail and all this kind of stuff from all these different sources or under one umbrella so that it's really easy to use them all together. And it also has global copy and paste, which we mentioned last week, which is right. pretty cool. And they are going to have an app store. I forget what it's called, but supposedly it'll be similar to, you know, the iPhone's app store. It sounds really, really cool. And it doesn't look as cool as the iPhone, I don't think. Some people were saying they thought it looked as nice or nicer, but it's still that kind of, you know, sort of looks like a used bar of soap.
Okay.
But you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of curvy and stuff like that. No, it doesn't look like a bad design. It just doesn't look particularly exciting. I think the most exciting potential phone that I've seen is the one that T3 is developing with a design firm called the 01 phone. And if you haven't seen anything about that, go to pause.com and look up 01 phone because we have a lot of pictures and stuff and links to T3. They have done some really cool work with that. And it started off as sort of a joke, like this is what we'd like to see, but now they're actually trying to get it made, which is really cool. I just don't know if they'd release
it. But that's far down the line.
Yeah, that's further down the line. But the Palm Pre is supposed to be out sometime in the first half of this year. And it is going to be with Sprint. And there's a rumor that Sprint might give it to Best Buy as an exclusive.
Wow.
Which I'm not sure. Does that mean that Sprint wouldn't even be able to sell it? You would only be able to buy it at Best Buy?
I would think Sprint would have it.
Well, who else would sell it? Circuit City's gone.
Right.
By the way, did you hear that the Circuit City liquidation is a complete joke?
Yeah, I read something about that. What?
It's like the stuff is like maybe 10% off. And what they did was they jacked up all the prices and then put them on sale. So they're still basically the same price they were
before.
They're
ripping people off till the end.
And meanwhile, Best Buy has tons of stuff on huge sale right now. I was just complaining about this at lunch, which was that they put the Samsung 40-inch Series 6 LCD TV. Well, actually, a ton of Samsung TVs are on sale at Best Buy right now because they want people to buy them for, you know, Super Bowl. That's not what I'd be using mine for, but I have been thinking about getting one of those, and it's down from $16.99 to $12.49, so I'm very tempted, but I don't know. We'll see.
Again, little baby gets no new clothes.
little baby's got plenty of clothes. Don't worry about him. Plus, he barely leaves the house, so what does he really need clothes for? Come on.
Especially with a big TV. Just put on Elmo.
Just put on Elmo or Barney and the Teletubbies, the Wiggles. He's fine. He's good to go. Our neighbor always gives us a hard time because he's never got socks or shoes on. He's almost always barefoot.
Uh-huh.
She's always coming over. Why don't you put socks on this little boy? His feet are probably freezing. But he's always hot.
Look at the TV.
I know. Look. Ooh, pretty pictures. Don't pay attention to that baby. Don't worry about that baby. But, and then another thing I want to talk about, which is not really technology related, but Chrysler today announced a global alliance with Fiat. I know you're really into cars, and so this is probably fascinating to you. But as you know, the whole American auto industry is in shambles these days. GM was talking about merging with Chrysler, I think. Yeah. And now Chrysler has announced this global alliance with Fiat, which at first sounded kind of boring until you realize that probably what's going to happen is a lot of the cars that Fiat makes are going to end up coming here with a Chrysler badge on them, which is very cool. Because for people who are into cars, one of the saddest things in the world is that we don't get a lot of European cars over here that they have over there. There are so many cool cars over there. The Alfa Romeo might come back to the US, which would be very cool. But if that happens, it's probably not going to be until after our economy picks up again. But Fiat makes some cool stuff. So it'll be really neat to see what happens. And maybe what we'll do is we'll put an article up on pause.com in the next couple of days that shows some of the cooler cars that Fiat makes that we would like to see coming over here. But still, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. And Fiat just went through a pretty big restructuring, so I guess they're going to be helping Chrysler figure out how to get through this fiasco. Assuming, of course, that Barack Obama doesn't just fix it tomorrow.
Which is what we're all expecting.
Yeah. He is going to fix the country, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he say when?
It's only been a couple hours. Give it time.
Yeah, but it's been like 2.5 hours. He should have done something by now. All right, so that's that. So now it is time for our best and worst entertainment moments of the week. Now, keep in mind, we do not know the contents of each other's best and worst entertainment moments. So this is going to be a surprise to us as well as to you. Hopefully not surprising how boring this is. All right, so you go first. Worst.
Okay.
You want to do worst. Let's start with worst and then end with on a positive note.
Okay. My worst entertainment moment of the week.
Yes.
I got to go back to reality TV. Have you seen Mama's Boys?
I've never seen it.
This is where it's another dating show where they bring three bachelors on and a house full of women. Only this time, these are three self-proclaimed mama's boys. So their mothers live in the house with the women.
Okay.
Which, okay, that could be entertaining. That could be trash. But one of the mothers, horribly racist.
Yeah.
Living in a house with, you know, I would say about only a third of the women are Caucasian. And what gets me about the mother being racist is that she's not even Caucasian herself. She's from Iraq.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she was like this generation born here, but she says right off the bat in her initial interview, she doesn't want anyone black, Muslim, Jewish, or Asian for her son. And so, you know, these women see this video before the mother even
enters. She's from Iraq and she doesn't want any Muslims.
Exactly.
It's a little weird.
And it's just, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare that I can't stop watching.
I don't think I could watch that. It would be too frustrating for me.
It is frustrating.
Because again, I you know, that's the whole thing with True Beauty too, is it bothers me that these people are real. And I know that a lot of what goes on in reality shows is not real. It's either scripted or people are put into a bad situation, you know, and let.
But it is still, I mean, for them to portray it as reality, it's still a sad statement about our society.
It is, exactly. That's pretty scary. So I don't think I'd like that. Well, for my, that is obviously not my worst entertainment moment of the week. I'm going to have to go with the death of Ricardo Montalban.
Oh.
I was very sad that he passed away.
That is sad.
Yeah. Mr. Rourke.
The Wrath of Khan.
He was Khan, and he had much wrath for James T. Kirk. But, you know, when we were kids, we were not allowed, my parents would not let us watch Fantasy Island.
Why?
Well, I guess the pilot was really...
Little People.
That's terrible.
It was the Little
That's
People.
That's terrible. That's just terrible. Oh, that was not it at all. Don't let him watch that. There's munchkins on there. If little people don't like to be called midgets, what do you think they feel about being called munchkins by some people? I don't think they like that either. Supposedly, though, I don't want to get too off track. Supposedly, midgetism is a different disease than dwarfism.
Okay.
And that the whatever causes somebody to be a midget has basically been eradicated. So they're really...
As has the PC nature of this whole conversation.
No, because these are... I'm not, you know... I'm not belittling anybody here.
iTunes is pulling us right after this episode.
I'm just saying that there really are no more midgets from what I understand.
Okay.
That all little people basically are dwarfs. Or just short. Like... Zelda Rubinstein. Okay, anyway, going back to my...
You're taking yourself on singular
worst
word.
Entertainment moment. Ricardo Montalban, but he was great, though.
And he was.
And he had, there was something I read, I don't know where this was, but maybe Entertainment Weekly or online somewhere, but he was, somebody once had asked him about why he thought Fantasy Island was as popular as it had been, and he said it was just because of the whole idea of attaining the unattainable. Which I thought was a cool thing to say about it.
Right.
Because it had nothing to do with him. And I thought that was nice. When a celebrity is
talking
about
it's all about me.
And my Corinthian leather. Which was vinyl, by the way. In the Chrysler Cordoba. So that was my worst entertainment moment of the week.
I concur.
Okay. Well, you just said it was Mama's Boys.
Well, no. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, it was bad. Which do you think was worse in the grand scheme of things?
Ricardo Montalban.
Okay, good. I'm kind of glad you went that way.
Yeah.
I'd have been a little sad because then I would have lumped you in.
I know. Now my answer is so trashy.
That's fine. All right. What about your best entertainment moment of the week?
My best entertainment moment of the week was this week's episode of The Office.
Which I also thought was very
funny. One of the best episodes. I mean, it goes back to like season two.
Funniness.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
And clever and just back to the genius writing that.
Any particular moments that you really liked?
Well, I will say, I don't think I'm really ruining it by saying how it ends because it's already aired.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure pretty much everyone who's going to watch it has watched it by now, right?
But the whole show is about a duel. Andy finds out that Angela has been sleeping with Dwight.
Right.
And they
then
decide
Dwight
to
Dwight finds out.
And they decide to have a duel.
And then Dwight finds out that Angela's been sleeping with Andy.
Right,
which
right.
He thought that she hadn't. And they I love it when they compare notes. So they're down in the parking lot and they're going to fight. Well, how great was it when Andy tried to run over Dwight going like 2 miles an hour?
In his Prius.
And it was very funny. And then at the end, of course.
They both decide, you know.
They don't want to have anything to do with Angela, which was hilarious. And there was a subplot where Michael was called to corporate in New York. And he thinks he's gonna get chewed out. And the reason they called him in is because his is the only branch that's had an increase in profits, and they're trying to find out what he's doing. And of course, he has no idea, so he just babbles during lunch. And one of my favorite moments was where during that lunch, he stands up and looks his boss in the eye. He's like, "I am so impressed with the potential that you see in me." And the guy's looking at him like, "What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're saying."
Yeah, that's classic Office.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
They're right back on track. Because I have to tell you, they kind of lost. I know you and I have gone back and forth about this, but the whole Jan character and any story that was related to her.
She was barely in last season.
Right. Well, I mean, that's where I think it picked up steam again. Yeah. I really think she was a downer.
Yeah. Those episodes were, I don't have the same problem with her character that you do, but those episodes were always uncomfortable. I think they were uncomfortable because I've known people like her in real life. And that's why they made me uncomfortable. I'm not going to name names.
But you know who you are.
Exactly. And that was not my best. So this week we're 0 for 0. We have no commonalities this week. My best entertainment moment of the week was without question the season premiere of Battlestar Galactica, which was unbelievably amazing. And no, I'm not.
You know, we're putting the amazing jar out for you.
I'm not putting a dollar in the jar. It was so good and so intense and so surprising. And one of the major plot points that was revealed, which I'm not going to say because I don't want to ruin anything, is something that I actually thought might have happened. And I'm kind of proud of myself for that, but I can't say what it is. I can't talk about it until much later.
So you'll just have to pat yourself on the back.
I'll just have to pat myself on the back and eat one of those cookies over there. And it was so incredibly good, though. Such a great way to start the last bunch of episodes. So that's all I'm going to say. And if you like Battlestar Galactica, I assume you're going to agree with me on that because it was incredible. And that's pretty much it. Next week, we'll be able to talk about the Oscars.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of homework.
I do have a lot of homework.
You have to play at least one new video game.
Okay.
And TV, I think we're always going to be fine on. And you have to see at least one new movie.
You're witnessing my scolding right on the air.
What's it going to be?
The movie?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's leave a little suspense.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for listening.
It won't be Outlander, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's fine because we're going to see that. So we'll be able to give a full report on that one. So thank you again very much for tuning in with us. And again, if you enjoyed listening, please give us a nice review on iTunes because we will definitely appreciate it.
And send us out some emails, either with questions or just comments on the show.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you all next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.